The unfortunate reality on the ground is that it seems like no one can do anything about it. We are helpless and frustrated. May Allah Almighty protect us. They are doing that to people who just want their land back, nothing else. Please give us back our land. You came and you took this land in the early 1940s. We just want it back. That's all. That's all. That's the truth of the story, as simple as one sentence. The Palestinians, the only thing they want back is their land. They've never asked for anything else. Please give us our land back. Whatever you took 1948, please give it back to us. That's all they are saying. For that, the whole war has actually twisted the hearts and minds of so many on earth, because the wrong propaganda came in to make them feel it's your ancestral land. I've always said there is a difference between ethnicity and religion. People could be from Africa, but they are Muslims. It doesn't mean that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an Arab, that it's only Arabs who are Muslims. Your ethnicity is one thing, your religion is something else. So it doesn't mean that because you're Jewish, you're entitled to land where Musa alayhi salam was, or Moses, or biblical land just because you're a Christian. We have so many Christians all over. None of them have come out and claimed that that land is ours. They know we have a connection to Jerusalem and Bethlehem. And the Muslims who ruled have always allowed the Jews and the Christians access to that land. They've allowed them access to their churches and synagogues.